all my healthy players, this is the Dominion League Weekly Podcast, a recap of this week in Dominion Games. I am your host,
Strumpf,
and I have been sick for almost 2 weeks, and this is what I thought the episode would sound like 2 days ago. Luckily, I am better now so I can talk to you again in person. Yay. Yay, yay.
Yay. Leute, I can't even begin to tell you how much I miss singing. I'm still not 100% recovered, and we'll have to make this one a short episode, but at least I can talk again. So, I thought, since there will be another episode during the league break, that is going to be the season wrap-up. And today, for a quickie, we'll check out the other tournaments, yes? And this is the episode for July 15, 2022. And while the vast majority of you thinks this week's nail polish looks like olives, I am Team Rosy. When I look at it, I think of the forest. All of our beloved size games wrapped up since we last spoke. Nezala won another big games, Snowbizzy won medium games, and Xenomorph won small games! Congrats to all our champions! Well done. Shout out to Jorike, who just won small games and made it straight into playoffs on their first ever medium games run. Very impressive. I also loved how in the small games finale, Goldberry and Xenomorph were both a little confused about the handful of specs they got. I mean, it was the finale, what did you expect? Although, personally, I wonder sometimes if I should let opponents know beforehand when I'm doing commentary, because I've had a lot of people be a little startled about having an audience. So it looks like nothing happened in Allies Mix since last we spoke. We're still waiting for the finale of Brackets 3 and 4 to conclude. I guess that people are on vacation. Or maybe they've forgotten. Stranger things have happened. In German League, we saw a little bit of commotion in the top five, most notably Lo cracked the 2,000 point mark, and the captain dropped out completely. So Lo is in first place now, followed by Snickers. They changed spots. Then 2 Duffman is back at the top in third place, and 4 and 5 remain unchanged, Uexodus and El Taco. In other exciting news, tomorrow is an IRL tournament in Berlin, and your favorite panda will be there! And RTT will be there! I am so excited!
Yay.
For my personal weekend games, I lost my last league match, and I am demoting this season. It's the first time in over a year. And I am sad, but it's okay. But yeah, I can't wait to play more matches and self-commentate and sing. I haven't done that in years, it feels like, and I can't wait. Yeah, and also, I tried to start a project where I play 2 rated games a day. I started it on Thursday. I played 2 rated games on Thursday. Guess how many days I did it between Thursday and today? Yep. I don't even know if you want to look at the calendar, to be honest, because it's a sad calendar. Well, I mean, there's the BCDE champs. Yeah, and that's it. Sadness. I feel like it's nice that the league break is longer, especially for BCDE, because we just have a little more time to set everything up. But for everything else, it's just like waiting. There's no games are being played that you can watch. And yeah, you yourself don't play any matches, so it's... But I understand that this is better for our moderators, and so I'm not complaining. I'm not. yeah, and for Spec Chat, well, I haven't done a whole lot of stuff during the last 2 weeks, so yeah, I binged season 3 of The Umbrella Academy and loved it very much. It's such an amazing show. This is definitely my favorite season, and I would have to think about this a little more, but I definitely liked season 2 better than season 1, and I like season 3 better than season 2 and season 1. I don't know when the last time was when that happened, that I felt like a show just got better and better each season to the next, because I definitely liked Sex Ed season 2 better than 1, but 3 was definitely not better. And then what else? Well, Drag Race is a little like hard to look at it that way. What else? Can't think of any right now. Other than that, I am almost done with the part 2 of the Bloodsworn saga. And I liked the first book better. It's still very good. It's very good. And I'm still terrified of this world. And I'm still in awe of the characters. Orca, most notably. But I don't know. There were like a few things where it kind of loses me a little. But I think I've got, I don't know, like 40 or 50 pages left. And it was incredibly difficult to put it down this morning and go to the gym. So yeah, I think that's what I'm gonna do when I'm done editing and uploading this episode. And that's it for this minisode. Thank you for tuning in. You can find me on Discord for feedback. I am at
Strumpf.
And I'll catch you all next time. The game has ended. Bye!